Mike Tomlin yesterday after the first padded practice asked about Broderick Jones, who did some individual stuff, did some stretching, things of that nature, but did not participate in full.
He worked partially today, worked an individual and on the side, and so he's moving back to full participation.
I know, Pat, you've been a massive fan of Broderick Jones, and you think he's a really good player, so you've got all kinds of egg on your face right now with how bad this guy's been through four-plus practices.
Yeah. It's not just about that first video clip, because that could have been a number of things. Could have been left guard. It looked like it was a slide, and that left guard didn't help him, but it was a massive overset nonetheless. I don't see how they go through this preseason without adding something to that group. Some insurance up front that if it doesn't go well to start the season, they can adjust. Because I don't think Faltano's a left tackle. I just body type, you know, all those things. I'm not sure that's the right fit, especially for a rookie. Basically a rookie.
Right.
But I'll say it now. I don't think they make it through the whole season with him as their left tackle. I just don't. And if they do, then I will give all credit to him for having reimagined himself and become a dependable player at the most important position on the offensive line. I think they're really putting all their eggs in that basket, and it's a little surprising given his track record at a less vulnerable position.
Do you blame the Steelers for Broderick Jones right now, or do you blame Broderick Jones for Broderick Jones right now?
I think they're equally culpable, probably. I think he's a guy, I mean, he's not as demonstrative as George Pickens, but it's a similar, right? There wasn't a huge sample size in college from him. And I've seen a lot of people coming to his defense on social media for the lack of reps he's had, both in college and pro, and for having gone back and forth. That is not a justification for making him your left tackle to start the season and having nobody behind him that can jump in and play.
Why do you hate Dylan Cook so much?
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, he played 14 games his NFL career.
That's not a justification either for trading up to get him then.
No,
if you
it's
knew
not.
That.
It's for a right tackle, even trading up to get him, it was a little bit high. There's been so many instances of them just being visibly not happy with him. I don't know if this is a pet project or like a we want to prove you wrong type of thing, which they've done. The Steelers have done before, and they've done it well, and then they've failed miserably. But this, I can't see it based on what I've seen and who they have behind center being good enough, I should say. It might be fine, average, but he'll have two busts a game and get beat twice a game. And
that'll lose you a game.
It'll lose you a game, especially with a team that has been rather anemic offensively for the better part of the last 4 years. So I'm very concerned about it. It's nothing to do with him. It's more about the player they're deciding to basically put the weight of this offense on.
I'm not overstating this. The most important team to the fans in Pittsburgh is the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no question about that. They're a distant number one. This is the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports right now.
Mm-hmm.
Broderick Jones. You can't have a good season, and I would define that as double-digit wins, a playoff win with hope of more. You can't have that if your left tackle can't be average in front of that 41-year-old quarterback. And every show has talked about this. We've talked about it a bunch. People are writing about it. I don't even know if enough big deal is being made about this. Like, oh, Jalen Ramsey. Oh, look at DK Metcalf. How did Caleb Johnson look yesterday? We'll get into all that. None of it matters if Broderick Jones is a turnstile at left tackle. And right now it looks like he's going to be, oh, wait, we couldn't evaluate him yesterday because he's not even on the field. That's the other thing. You need to get better. You need these reps. You need to get comfortable over there. He's working individual drills yesterday. And Mike Tomlin made it seem like he'd be back today. I'll believe that when I see it, because Mike Tomlin undersells and underplays injuries all the time.
See, this is why it's hard for me sometimes to give Omar Khan and the front office a lot of credit, like full credit. Like, I'll give them, you know, B pluses and A's for the off seasons that they've had, but for the development for certain players, and Doug talks about this all the time, like, it is very questionable. Like, not just the development, but the preparation and the counter for certain things to happen, I feel like is lost upon them. Like, you knew that Broderick Jones was a right tackle that couldn't beat out your left tackle last year. That Broderick Jones, that you traded up to get, could not beat out your left tackle last year, who isn't here anymore. Now, he got paid because of the market, but was honestly a slightly, I guess, maybe above average tackle.
That's probably fair.
So your first round pick that you traded up for, who naturally played left tackle, couldn't beat out that guy. So you didn't put yourself in a situation where you made Dan Moore Jr. a swing tackle and had Broderick start at left. So if I'm assessing that, and Broderick's at the right tackle spot, and then I draft the right tackle, and then they share time, and then that right tackle gets hurt, and I'm assessing Broderick Jones, can't beat out the left tackle, but still at right tackle because we don't have anything there. Like, I'm probably going to have an insurance policy going into this year, and they didn't do that. And they haven't done that for the second year in a row at wide receiver, too. So, like, that's kind of where I question things. Like, whether Broderick Jones pans out or is decent or not, or they can get through games or not, I'm still going to have a plan B just in case he doesn't pan out. And they kind of have a blind spot in that area for multiple positions.
That's ironic that they have a blind spot on the blind side.
How about that?
But I feel like a broken record with this because it's not...
Oh,
it's,
Sandra Bullock in that movie.
Yeah, those white pants.
It's less about... It's less about Broderick Jones. It's more about their seemingly disregard for the value of that position.
Yeah.
Right, you've got the 97th out of 140 tackles ranked pass blocker in the NFL who allowed 10 sacks at right tackle last year, which is 138th out of 140 tackles.
Oh, man.
And you're going to put him, he had 10 penalties last year.
Three in a row.
And you're going to put him at a position where, again, if I'm a right-handed quarterback, which the Steelers have all right-handed quarterbacks, it is the most important position. And if I'm a defense, it's the guy I am going after. I am going to, I mean, listen, you've got a older quarterback and you've got a vulnerability at that position. He is going to get your best punch ever. It's not even like he's going into the season like under the radar. Like, we're talking about it. Every team that's game planning the Steelers is like 77.
Yep.
How do we get into his head, in his kitchen? And not even about Rodgers. They'll get to Rodgers by virtue of that.
Sure.
So the only saving grace, which I have not seen yet from the film and footage I've seen, would be that they are a much improved run offense.
Right.
Much more consistent run offense. And they are not in third and medium to long very often, which is really hard to do in the National Football League. You're going to be there at some point. If they are a much improved run offense, it does shield him a little bit. But inevitably, you're getting into a firefight with Kansas City or Buffalo or whoever. If you're going where you want to go, and you're going to have to drop back and throw it to go win a game, and you're going to trust him to block Joey Bosa, to block Myles Garrett, to block Trey Hendrickson, to block whomever on that side,
right? It ain't great.
No, it's not. And again, I go back to January. We talked about it. Receiver, tackle. We talked about this. It is tackle.
Mm-hmm. You're the only guy who was saying it at the time.
I mean, I am.
You really were.
No one seems to be paying much attention to it. If I'm under center and I got that guy, if there's one lookout, like Ole, open the gate, his beat percentage is 9.5%, according to some outlet.
That's Dwight one out of Schrutz 10. Was 100%.
One out of 10. Good point. One out of 10 snaps, he's getting beat. Think about that.
Man. That alters your offensive game plan, too. I mean, like, you're like, all right, well, we want to get guys out in routes. We want to keep, you know, so many guys in. Now, if he's a liability, you got to protect him with, like, Darnell. You got to protect him with Jaylen Warren. Like, those guys can't get out on routes.
Here's I want to be solution-oriented here. I'm not going to – you know what about problems? Solution-oriented is they're going to be in 12 personnel a lot. They're going to be in two tight ends a lot. It's probably why they didn't get another receiver. Is because they can't justify paying another receiver when they're going to live in 12 personnel. And they're going to have Darnell Washington beside his former teammate all the time.
Yep.
which is going to make them quite predictable in what they do and is going to limit, because he's your best blocking tight end by a long shot. You're not going to put Hayward there or Freiermuth there. It'd be a waste. Jonnu Smith can't be there.
If you had to say, if you had to win a rep to save the world today.
Yeah, you're having, you put.
And it's Myles Garrett v. either Broderick Jones or Darnell Washington.
Darnell.
That's sickening.
I mean,
to
like,
me.
No, I didn't even have to think about it.
I know.
Like, you're basically making him a guard.
Yep.
You're going to make your left tackle a guard. And you're going to forfeit an eligible. Which, if you can't run the ball effectively, will make you very easy to stop and predict what you do.
I mean, there are going to be games where they're trailing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
like,
you got to throw.
You guys got to be out.
You know,
it's third and eight.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that's the solution oriented. But again, it takes three quarters of the playbook out of the door. Like, it throws it out into the paper shredder.
I'm a big fan of I'm solution oriented. We only have a quarter of our playbook now. And I'm not saying you're being unnecessarily negative. That's just realistic.
That's the hand you're going to have to be. That's what you're going to be dealt.
Exactly.
At least to start the year. I mean, but again, there's going to be times where he's going to have to earn his paycheck at that position.
I mean, next Thursday is going to be very telling. I mean, it's going to be, and you know, we talk about preseason games, and there's one tonight, and we're all excited about it, and then obviously that dies off because we want real football. But for our sake and watching the Steelers, I think Darnell's going to get a lot of reps.
Yeah,
and he may get exposed in the preseason, and it may not be against a first teamer. Could be if he's getting exposed against second teamers. Oh man,
what's the dude's name from Buffalo who kicked his ass last year?
Rousseau.
Yep, Greg Rousseau. Who actually wound up having a really good year, but that was like his coming out party.
Yes, it was.
He just absolutely eviscerated him. Broderick Jones was their swing tackle last year. If all things were equal and everybody was healthy, Broderick Jones is going to be their swing tackle, which is just, it's just disastrous. And I think you're right about the bloom off the Omar Khan rose. Like, people love Omar Khan, I think, generally because he makes all these big swings. But his two draft classes, immediately afterwards, A+. Well, now we're starting to see what it looks like when these guys play and they develop, or there's that lack thereof. There is no development.
It seems like Omar Khan really is very good from the second to the fourth round at this point. I mean, just being honest, like, I feel like that's where he makes, like, you know, he has done the best from the second to the fourth round, and especially the third round and fourth round. I feel like he really makes his money. I mean, because, I mean, the last first round pick didn't play last year,
yep.
Got hurt, had injury concerns coming in.
Right.
Obviously, Broderick Jones, and we'll see what Derek Harmon does. So I think that he really makes his hay from the second to the fourth, and really the third and fourth round is where he gets the quality players. If you want to go through that, you guys know who the third and fourth rounders are. They play a lot.